99.7 DJX, the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show podcast. Turn it up on demand.
So Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck were spotted vacationing together in Montana over the weekend after previously having been seen at each other's houses in recent weeks. And now, I mean, that's just started the snowball of Bennifer is back.
Well, yeah, at first, you know, the sources were like, listen, they've been close the whole time. They're just friends. Like, they're not going to be more than friends. So there you go. But then they go to Montana together. And that just really makes it a little bit more difficult to keep saying they're just friends.
Right. And when you take a trip together as just friends, you're more than just friends. But they've already been there. So it's not like... So we were talking about yo-yo relationships, like going, you know, dating and then going back to someone that you've previously dated. Got a text from a listener, both of them hot AF, so I'm here for Bennifer.
Well, all right then.
Also, Kim texts in and says, Bennifer makes me happy.
Oh, yay.
Yeah, but it's so soon, I can't help but wonder if that had something to do with the breakup. Oh, well, maybe. I don't know.
Well, see, listen, for everything that I've read about the whole J-Lo A-Rod thing.
Yeah, it was more
was
A-Rod.
It was more, yeah, him kind of having issues with being faithful, and maybe she had had, and maybe that's a statement of how quickly she's decided to get a new super cozy friend who's a man.
And, you know, Kelly, you were admitting that you had been a part of kind of a yo-yo relationship for several years.
Yeah.
Like
we date each other whenever we weren't dating anybody else.
Right.
And that went on for far too long.
I know. And I was a part of a yo-yo relationship that I thought, but then I realized, no, maybe she was just hanging out with me until she found another boyfriend.
Oh, no. But, oh, sad music for Ben Davis.
So sorry. But then we get this message from a listener. I'm going to keep her anonymous, but she says, talking about yo-yo relationships, I'm going to share my story. I have dated and gone back to my boyfriend for 10 years.
Yeah, been there, done that.
We would date for 6 months. He would cheat. We would break up. Then a few months later, we'd get back together. The longest stint we'd date continuously was 1.5 years. He would always cheat, and I would always take him back. We're currently on a break and thinking this one is for good because he got engaged to another woman.
Hang on. She thinks maybe it's for good and he's engaged to someone else? Okay.
I think this one is for good because he got engaged to another woman 3 months after we broke up for the last time.
Okay.
There's just something about him that makes me believe he's changed when he hasn't. Plus, I think of the 10 years I've invested. Anyway, just wanted to share my story. You guys are great.
Oh, wow. Well, you know what? I mean, she said it to herself. Like, you've confirmed it's time to move on. It's time to close the chapter because, you know, that's a strong statement. If he's getting engaged after only 3 months, yet he has been with you off and on for 10 years and not made that kind of commitment.
I know.
So right there, this is congratulations because this is your Independence Day.
Yes. Yes. You have just now seen what he actually like believes and views you as. And, and you can, you know what? Close the chapter. And when you get that text, because you're going to get a call or a text from him.
Yep. Oh yeah. 100%.
It doesn't matter that he's engaged.
Nope.
It does not matter. He will call. He will text you. Yep. Whatever. You do not respond.
Nope. You move on and find someone that's going to immediately see your value.
Oh my gosh.
And want you to be number one in their life and also not cheat.
Okay. So.
Congratulations. What a good day for her. This is a great day for her. Give her the anthem. She has been set free after 10 years
set
of being
free.
In this unhealthy yo-yo situation. She has set free.
Oh my gosh.
Praise the Lord. Lord, hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, she sent me to church. I'm excited for her.
Yeah, yeah. Lisa kind of confirms this. Did this for 9 years with a narcissist. Nope, they don't change. Let them go. It's the best feeling ever. See, yep. There you go. You got the support of the community behind you. So
yes, Mary-Kate said, know your worth. Absolutely.
All right, there you go. All right, cool. By the way, if you want to message us or whatever, at Ben and Kelly Show.